Welcome to The Kelly Roach Show, the place for no fluff, easy to implement, 20-minute or less business and leadership lessons to help you build a sustainable business that scales, lead with integrity, and create a lasting legacy. I'm Kelly Roach, former NFL cheerleader and Fortune 500 executive turned eight-figure entrepreneur. Let's get started. Welcome back. This is The Kelly Roach Show, and we have been digging into this amazing series on how to elevate from a seven to eight-figure entrepreneur, how to go through the internal shifts needed for a big breakthrough. And these tips and strategies that we've been talking about with these internal shifts are applicable whether you're at five figures and you want to go to six, or six figures and you want to go to seven, or seven figures and you want to go to eight, because these internal shifts are what put us in a place of capability to hold space for more. And one of the most underrated entrepreneurial hacks of all times is understanding that leadership is really what drives the growth of your organization. And it's never talked about online. It's not in the common vernacular of people that are building businesses using social media. Everyone is always focused on the tactic or the new strategy to implement in order to acquire customers or to get bigger results faster. And they completely discount the fact that it's primarily the same strategies that you use at six figures and seven figures and eight figures to grow. And I have evidence of that in my own organization, where we're still using the same primary mechanism, the live launch, and the other strategies that we use, referral marketing, our online funnels. Like, we still use all the same strategies that we've been using for years and years. We've just simply iterated and refined within them as we've moved through all of those iterations, right? From seven to eight figures and crossing over eight figures and now in multiple companies. And, you know, now we use those strategies across all different companies. And so it's not about a new tactic. It's not about a new strategy. It's about refining and iterating and actually getting the strategy that you already know works, working. So that should be a huge relief, because I hear from entrepreneurs all the time that they feel super stressed and overwhelmed, that they constantly have to keep up with everything that's going on, and that they constantly have to be learning the next newest thing. But the truth is, you don't. There are little things that change and little nuances that are constantly evolving. But if you study someone like myself, if you study a mentor that's doing their work, for example, we go out and we test all sorts of different things, and then we come back and we deliver on a silver platter exactly what changes or iterations that you need to make to take your live launch to the next level, or to get your content converting, or to make sure that people are showing up for your lives, or whatever it is. So those little nuances, those little iterations, there's people out there that are working on those refinements that are happy to share them back with you and to deliver them back to you. But I think a lot of times there is an avoidance of that internal work, because it can be hard, right? It can be hard to sometimes look in the mirror and realize that it's a reflection of us, right? The business is reflecting back to us our past leadership at all times. And there's a really good thing about this, and that is the fact that when it's you, when you're the problem, it's you. When it's me, I'm the problem, it's me. The really good news about that is that you can only change you. You cannot change other people. So it's amazing news when we talk about these internal shifts, and when we talk about the fact that your business is simply a reflection of your past leadership, that you can make decisions based on going through this series about the leader that you want to become, the leader that pours into people, the leader that manages your energy, the leader that establishes cadence and calm and confidence and congruency in the organization, the leader that mentors and develops and cracks open people's potential, the leader that is thoughtful and patient in executing their ideas, the leader that doesn't create chaos within your own organization. Once you make the decision that this is the kind of leader that you're ready to become, you will watch your organization begin to mold and unfold to match those decisions that you're making. And then it's going to stick out like a sore thumb when you have people in the organization that are preventing it from growing into that vision that you have, because now you're incongruence and the organization is incongruence, and it's going to be very obvious when there's people who aren't. And I know one of my biggest struggles, and I know one of the biggest struggles that 7- and 8-figure leaders have, is when you identify that someone is not a cultural fit and they are not going to be capable of taking your organization to the next level, getting them out quickly. Because I know one of the biggest regrets that I have, and one of the biggest regrets I've heard from leaders at my level over and over and over again, is that they wish they had taken action sooner once they realized that someone was not good for the organization. And it's only once the person's gone that you start unpacking all the layers of negative impact, even if that was a very nice and good person. And a lot of this comes down to faith. Faith expands capacity. Faith and trust in Jesus Christ, in our Creator, in the love of God, in the unconditional guidance that we receive, in the unconditional forgiveness and patience and support that we receive, is what allows us to conquer and take on head-on hard decisions. It allows us to know and trust that even when we seem to be doing the right things and we feel like we're doing right things, and the results aren't showing or the results aren't coming, that there is a bigger plan, and that we can be patient, and that we can have fortitude, and that we can keep on going, right? When you think about it, when you get emotionally out of control, whether it's for some people, they get angry, for some people, they shut down, for some people, they go into avoidance, right? For some people, they just completely pull back. And it's different for every single one of us. But when you're doing that, why are you doing that? Usually, you feel fearful. Usually, when I look at times when I have made a less than courageous decision, it's because I felt fearful, right? When I didn't fire someone soon enough that I absolutely should have, I was in a state of fear. I cowered in the right call. I needed to have more faith that I was making the decision and kind of closing that chapter without having the next person identified, without having the solution identified already. And I think that's what we all want. We want things zipped up. We want them neat and perfect and tied with a bow. And a lot of those decisions that we make where we're lacking that courage to address situations head on and in an appropriate way, it comes down to the fact that we feel fearful because of uncertainty. And so we don't move. We don't make the move because we don't feel certain. How many times have you held back from following your intuition or from jumping on an idea or stepping into something that you really desired for yourself because you just weren't sure, because the I's weren't dotted and the T's weren't crossed? And then looking back, you're like, why didn't I? Why didn't I make that move? Why didn't I take the leap? Why didn't I make the investment? Why didn't I do the thing, right? And that's where faith comes in. And faith fills a void in our lives and in our hearts that cannot be filled in any other way. And this is why anxiety and depression, there's so much suffering in our world, because the average person doesn't have faith. They don't have that relationship with God where even when on the surface it looks like everything is lost, everything is going wrong, everything is in disarray or in disorder, that there is a bigger plan and that we can trust and that we can keep moving forward and we can keep taking steps towards our highest and best, even when we don't have the answers, even when all we can see is maybe one single step in front of us. We can't see the pathway. It's not lit, right? And faith fills that void of certainty when we are uncertain. Faith fills that void when we feel despair, and it gives us hope. Faith fills our imagination with possibilities without proof. And faith gives us courage. And the more that we expand our faith, the more that our capacity grows and grows and grows and grows, because the things that used to be a big deal, that took all of your energy, that exhausted you, that ran you down, that burnt you out, that took everything out of you, you can handle in a heartbeat. It's not even a thing, right? And so that's what faith does for us. Faith takes something that would have exhausted and overwhelmed and frustrated you in the past, and it allows you to deal with it with a swipe of a pen or a check of a box and create immediate solutions, empowered decisions, even when you don't have all the information, even when you don't have all of the answers. Faith magnetizes you to more in your life because you will have courage, because you lean on something bigger than you. You lean on something that is beyond your human capability that allows you to tap into the supernatural and have a support system for faith and for hope beyond what is visible to the naked eye, right? And so I want so much more for you. I want more success for you. I want more peace. I want more joy. I want more love. I want more satisfaction in your business and in your life. And I am here as your friend and as your host of this show to tell you, crack open the Bible. Explore what a prayer life could look for you. Start on your first or your next Bible study. Find someone that you can build a relationship or a friendship with that you can share in the faith journey with. Begin to associate with other people that are believers. Put yourself in spaces and in rooms like Kairos, which we're not even open for registration right now, so I don't have anything to sell you, okay? Put yourself in rooms like Kairos, where it is common to use verses of the Bible to guide you, where it is common to seek peak performance as a 7 or 8 figure entrepreneur, putting faith at the center of a multi-million-dollar empire. Put yourself in rooms like Kairos. Go find a room to be in. If you want, you can join the waiting list right now. You can join the waiting list for Kairos right now so that the next time we open up, you can be a part of it. And so that the next time we open up, you can be notified. And between now and then, I'm going to send you some gifts and some amazing resources. And I'm going to help you grow. I'm going to help you crack yourself open and see what's possible for you next. But here's the thing. You have to make the decision that you're ready to start leaning on new tools in business and in life. And the reason why I created this internal series for you is that I know that myself, just like all of you, I started and I relied on massive action, being a driver with force to get to my goals, to get to my objectives, to get to my outcomes. And that's really important in the early stages of building a business. You have to take a lot of action. You have to be driven. You have to be focused. You have to be present, right? You have to push, right, to get to your goals. But as you evolve into those higher levels, it becomes an intellect game. Now you're playing chess. You're no longer playing checkers, which means that you need to start to access brand new tools, psychological tools, thinking tools, right? It's no longer just about action. Now it's about emotion. Now it's about thinking. Now it's about intellect. Now it's about accessing parts of yourself that you probably never have before. And I would be so honored to be your mentor on this journey. And most of you know this by now, but I'll share it again just in case. I have 6 companies. They each serve one unique and powerful need in the entrepreneurial growth journey. My vision is that the Kelly Roach International Organization can serve you from inception to exit of your business. And each of my companies have one solution that can catapult you to take your business and your life to the next level so that it becomes unrecognizable. And so I would love to invite you to book a call with my team so that they can hear a little bit about where you are in your journey, what your next vision is, what your next big goal is, and see what solution we have for you that might be best for you. I also want to invite you right now to get yourself on the waiting list for the next opening for Kairos. This is an unbelievable community. This is a place where you are going to grow into the person that your dreams require. You're going to build your wealth. You're going to grow your business. You're going to expand your faith. You're going to meet other amazing leaders, and you are going to become the person that is not only capable, but has the capacity for so much more in your life. So I want to make sure as you wrap up listening to this episode today that you recognize that your leadership is at the absolute center of the universe when it comes to taking your business to the next level. Emotional control, these internal shifts, the things that we talked about around how your energy ultimately is a ripple effect out in the world to your team and then your clients and everything in between.
This is something that you can master, something that you can hone, but it's something that first you have to own. And that's what I want you to take away from this episode, is to make that decision that you are ready to put your own leadership development at the forefront of your entrepreneurial journey. Because all the things that you want are on the other side of your personal growth. So, two calls to action for today. Number one, make sure that you scroll down below this podcast, wherever you're listening, however you're listening, and make sure that you book a call with my team so that you can learn more about how we can help you on your entrepreneurial journey. No matter what age or stage your business is in, we're going to have a solution that's right for you. And number two, if you're not already on the wait list for Kairos, I want to make sure that you get yourself on there starting now so that you can join this incredible community of believers so that you can expand, grow, profit, and succeed. So thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you back here next time. Thank you so much for listening to The Kelly Roach Show. If you enjoyed this episode, do me two solids. Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode, and leave us a review so other people can find the life-changing content that we share here. We're on our way to number one, and we need your help getting there. Thanks so much for being a part of the community and for tuning into the show each and every week.